Masechta Tainis, Peirik Gimel, is learned by the Nishma, Sarer Elke, Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away in Achrin Shul Pesach, Hay Alofim Tovshin Ayin, and this Perik is learned by the Nishma, Tehei Nishma, Tzurur B'Tzer Rechayim, B'Tech Shnas Aveilos, and this Perik is dedicated by Evan and Fiona Wiseman and family, Lilu Nishma. Peirik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Seder Tainius Elu Ha'amur, the order of the Tanaisim that were said before in chapter Aleph and Beis, this is only Barivio Rishayno, that is with regards to the first rain that it did not grow. Aval Tzvachim Sheshinu, but if rain did go in time and it was sprouting and then the situation changed, Masrin Alei Miyad, so immediately by the first fast, you blow the shofar, just as you do by the later ones. And likewise, if from one rain to the other rain, it didn't rain for 40 days, masrin alehem yad, then immediately you blow the shofar. Because that's a plague of hunger. Says the Bar Tanuria, say the Tanuyus Elu, the order of these fasting, Ha'amurim b'perik dil'il, that are said in the previous chapter, einei elo b'rivio rishoino, that's only on the first rain, im avru shleisho zmanim shel rivio shel yoida, if the first three times of the rivio, the rain of the yoida, shehem, which is gimel b'machesben, v'zayin, v'yudzayin, v'layordu gishamim, the third of Macheshvan, the seventh of Macheshvan, and the seventh of Macheshvan, without descending rain. Ozo you misanim yichidim, then you would have the individual fast, v'achach misanim atzibur, then the community would fast, you'd give otanius, the 13 fasts, Allah Seder Sha'omur, and the order that was said before. Avol, but what happens in the situation with yordu gishomin b'yitom, says the Bar Tanura, where the rain did go on in the regular time. V'tzom chazroi, and the seeds have grown. V'nishtanu, and then there was a change, kimoi, like for example, tachas chito yotzo chuch, or tachas oira bosha, ishina acher, that it changed, that something else grew, not what it was supposed to grow, that masrin alei miyad. And then you blow immediately betainis yushenis, in the first fast, shekol choymer ha'omur betainis achreinis, all the stringencies that were said in the later fast, noig miyad b'rishenis, are conducted immediately by the first, by the beginning, by the first ones. What is Bein Geshem Le Geshem, between rain and rain, Bein Reviyo Rishoyno Lishniyo, that is between the first rain and the second rain, so there's two things, either they changed, or there was a stop of rain in between the first and the second rain. So that's Makas Batzoides, Simen Batzoides, that's a sign of a hunger, and therefore, immediately with the fasting, you do the stringencies and you blow the shofar, as we learned before. See, Mishnah Beis, Yordu L'Tzvachin, Avala Yordu L'Ilon, if it rained slowly, so it was sufficient for the grain and for the grass, but not enough for the trees. Or L'Ilon L'Tzvachin, or it was raining a lot, which is good for the trees, but not for the grain. Or L'Zeh L'Zeh, or it rained sufficient to the trees and to the grain, but the rain was not enough to fill the different types of pits, the round pits and the long and narrow ones, or the caves covered pits. So that will still affect the people. They're not going to have water for drinking water. So then you blow the shofar immediately for them. Says the Bar Tanura, Yordel Tzmochim Veloy Le'ilon, if they went down just for the growing things, for the grass, but not for the trees, Kigoyin, for example, She Yordel Benachas, they went down very slow, She Zayofel Tzmochim Velasab, and that's good for the growing for the vegetables and for the grass, Ve'inimoy Le'ilonis, but it doesn't help for trees. Or Le'ilon Veloy Le'tzmochim was for trees good and not for the grass, Yordel Bekoyach, because they went down very strongly. Or Leboides Sichem Iris were no, there wasn't enough of Leboides Sichem Iris Shemachnisim HaMayim Lishtois, in which you gather water for drinking, and it wasn't good for that. So then you start the truas, you blow the shofar immediately. Mishneh Gimel, Mechein Ir Shele Yordaleh HaGeshamim. Likewise, a city, in which rain did not fall on it, Diksiv, because it says, "Vimtarte al irachas, I will make rain, I will give rain in one city, val irachas lamtin, in one city I will not rain." Chalka achas timoter, one field is rained on, Aisair misane umisrae. So that city fasts and blows the shofar. Vecholsvi viseho, and all cities that are surrounding it, misanis veloim misrias, they fast, but they don't blow the shofar. Rabbi Kiva says, Masriz loy misanis, they blow the shofar, but they don't fast. Says the Bar Tanura, Vecholsvi viseho misanis, that all the around her fast, but it's only in that city that it didn't rain. So why would all these cities around her fast? Sha'isa'ir, says the Bartanura, for that city, Shaliyardu Bogshomim, that the rain did not descend, Telech, that city will go, Liknes, to purchase from Tvua Be'ire Sheyardu Bog, in the city that they did go down, Be'yerov, so there'll be hunger in the other city too. So that's why they should also fast, because it affects them negatively also. And according to Rabbi Kiva, just blow the shofar, but not the fasting. Mishnah Dalet, V'chein ir sheyesh badever, likewise, a city that has a dever, a mapoilus, or falling down, houses are falling down in the city. Oysa'ir, that city, people, misanu masras, they fast and they blow shofar, v'chosu yisah, and the people from the cities that are surrounding it, misanis v'loy masriyas, they fast but they don't blow the shofar. Rabbi Kiva says, masriyas v'loy misanis, they blow the shofar but they don't fast. Ezehu davar, what is considered a dever? A dever, the plague, people dying out of a plague. A city which in it there is 500 people, and three dead have gone out in the 3 days. One after the other. How does it ever? That's considered to be a plague. Pochus mekan. But if it's less than this, ain't it ever? That's not considered to be a plague. So if you have less than three dying, or the three died in 1 day or in 4 days, that's not considered to be a dever. That's not considered to be a plague. Says the Bar Tanura, what does it mean, a city that, Mapoilus? Mapoilus means Shechemisa Abrius. They were healthy walls, nefles, they would fall. Abel Ru'uis, but if they were weak to begin with, Einze Mapoilus, that's not considered a Mapoilus. Doesn't require fasting for that. Mishnah Heyal, Eilu Masrim Michal Mokim, on the following, you blow shofar in all places. Even those that are far from the place where the cause happened. Allah Shidofin. If there was a storm wind that has banged out the kernels of the grain, v'al ha'yirokin, this is a sickness that the people's faces turn green like the grass, ala arba, on the grasshoppers, v'al ha'chosil, it's another kind of grasshopper, v'al ha'chayaroa, and a wild animal that came during the daytime in the city, v'al ha'cherev, and on the sword. That's just an army that is going through the city. Referring to the armies that they would come, they would rob the people. Masrin Allah. Then you would blow the shofar, even in the distant city. Is because it's a plague which keeps on going from one place to the other place. So this is, able to reach far. So every place has to blow the shofar immediately. Says the Bar Tanura, Aleilu Masrin B'chol Mokim. In all places, even in cities that are very distant, as it says, the reasoning in the end, it's a plague that keeps on going. What is the shidofin? Then one of the things is a shidofin. Shidofin is a ruach shemafsid es ha'tvua. It's a wind that destroys the grain. The ground empties out from the seed. A yerokin, that's a tvua shechsifu paneo, that's a grain that its face has become green. So according to this pshat, in the Bar Tanura, the yerokin refers to grain itself. So there is the there is the shidofen that affects the grain, and the yirokin that affects the grain. But v'yesh before shim yirokin, other people explain the yirokin cheli shayfich, that's a sickness for the person, shayfich pnei odom kimar yerek asode, that the person's face turns into green like the vegetables in the field. Val chayero, and a wild animal, that's, says the batanur, shenir is b'yoyim b'yishuv, that during the day, if it's visible in a settled area, that's considered a plague. Val acherev, and also in the army, chayel ha'iveres m'mokim n'mokim, that's a chayel, it's an army that passes from place to place. Val pei she'ein bo lilochem an she'ir, even if it's a situation they're not coming to fight with the people of the city, but it's still, once they come there, they make trouble, and therefore that's considered to be something which is necessary of that you should blow the shofar for them. Mishnah, it happened once that the older people were going from Yerushalayim in the cities of Eretz Yisrael, and they decreed fasting because they saw that in Ashkelon a storm wind had banged out the kernels of the tvua, even it was a little, and that from these kernels they could only make a small amount of bread to put in the front of the oven when the oven is full with bread. So it was a small piece, and nevertheless, they still made the fast day. It goes with tainus, and further, they also decreed a fast day. Because wolves have eaten up two children on the other side of the Jordan. Rabbi Yisi says, "Lo al she'ochlu," not because they actually ate up, did they? Decree the fast day. Elal shenira is just because these wolves were seen amongst people. That was alone that prompted the chachamim to go down and make a fast day for all the people. Says the Bar Tanura, le'orehem, the elders of Yerushalayim went down to the cities Eretz Yisrael. That means to the cities of Eretz Yisrael, and they decreed the tainis even al kibole pitanur. She locks up bishidofin kolkach. The wind that banged out the tefuah was so much at grain. So it lasted menu pass that it was sufficient to make from her bread lamalis to fill up the hatanur, to fill up the oven. Because the Bar Tanura doesn't touch the pitanur, just the opening of the tanur. He says, enough for lamalois hatanur, the whole tanur, where we touched it, kimole fi tanur, like the opening, just the mouth of the tanur, not even the whole tanur. That happened by Ashkelon. Ashkelon was Eretz Plishtim, that was the land of the Plishtim, wasn't even Eretz Yisrael, so they went down to Eretz Yisrael. And further, the Mishnah says they were koizer a tainis because of the zeidim du chayero, that's a wild animal, umakam alechasi, and it's a plague that goes. Rabbi Yeshi said they didn't actually eat al shenira, it's just because they appeared, bo ubir, they came to the city, and that was enough for them to declare a fast day. Mishnah Zayin, Aleilu masrim b'Shabbos. On these following, we would blow shofar even on Shabbos. Al ir shekifu evdi kachovim, a city that the idol worshippers, star worshippers, those worship of Ezra, they surrounded it. Oinohar, or the waters of a river that overpowered and surrounded a city. Val asfinam terefes b'yom, and on a ship which is beginning to break up in the sea. Rabbi Yisrael Amir, Rabbi Yisrael says, La Ezra v'leilitz oka. You can only blow the shofar, the people to come help, but not to blow out of pain. But one should yell and ask Hashem. And fasting is permitted on Shabbos. Shimon HaTemoni, Amir, Shimon HaTemoni says, Afal Hadever, even on the plague, you can blow the shofar on Shabbos. Lohid Lechachomim, but the Chachomim did not agree to him, that they did not allow to blow the shofar on Shabbos. To do that, like Shimon HaTemoni said, for the devil, says the Bar Tanura, that the Mishnah counts those things that you can blow on Shabbos, that you will blow on Shabbos even. So even if it was surrounded a city by the goyim or by a river, or asfina miterefes bayam. What is a miterefes? Mischabetes is banging, mishtaberes and is breaking. Kimoi, like The language is Beitza Trufa Bekairo, banged up in the plate. Rabbi Yossi says Le'ezra, that when you're out of blow, is only the Kabetz Sa'om, it's only to gather the people, Sheyavoy Lazir, they should come to help Uloy Shia, and to save. V'alocha She'en Tekim Aleyim, the halacha is that you're not allowed to blow b'shofar, in the shofar or on trumpet on Shabbos, only if it's necessary to blow to gather the people. But you are allowed to fast and you're allowed to yell and you're allowed to beg for these problems on Shabbos. Shimon HaTemoni, why is he called Temoni? Shimon the Temanite. So Rash Zog the Bartanura Mitimnas Hoyi was from Timnas. So he said, Af al hadever, also on the plague, Masirim b'Shabbos, is Bartanura, you're allowed to blow on Shabbos. But Loi Hoydu Lechachom, the Chom did not agree, La Asri al hadever b'Shabbos, to blow for the Dever for the plague on Shabbos. Avol b'choyo Masirim. But they didn't disagree for the weekday, they just disagreed on Shabbos, that on the Shabbos you don't blow for the Dever on the Shofar, but on the weekday you do. Mishnah Ches, Al Kol Tzara Sheloi Tova LaTzibur Masirin Aleim. For any trouble, you're allowed to blow on Shabbos. So in the weekdays, you should blow, they shouldn't come on the Jewish people shouldn't suffer from that. Chutz Merev Gishamim. But with the exception, if it's too much rain, in other words, that they don't need any more rain, and it's actually damaging the grain, so that you're not allowed to blow shofar, that it should stop raining. Ma'aseh she'amru le'chayni ha'magel, it happened once that they said to Chayni ha'magel, ispal she'er d'gisham, he should ask, they asked him that he should pray that the rain should come down. Amr lahem, Chayni said to them, tzu v'hichnisu tanerei psochim, go out and bring in the ovens that you had made to roast the Korban Pesach, Mishu Shalei Moku, so the rain should not ruin them, should not dissolve them. So Choyni prayed, he beseeched Hashem, but no rain came down. So what did he do? Ogugo, he engraved a circle of Amal B'Teicha, and he placed himself in the circle of Amal Lefonov, and he said before Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the universe, your children turn their faces to me, because I'm like a house person by you. I swear by your great name, I will not move from this place until you will have mercy on your children. So rain begin to drip. Amar Sochoni said, look, Achshalti, that's not what I was asking. I asked for rain that the pits and the all different pits that should be full with water. The different kinds. The boir is a round one. The sikh is a long and a narrow pit. Maire is a four cornered, which is covered. His chilu leled bezav. So then the rain began to go with anger. Amar. So and he said, loikach shalti. I didn't ask so. Ela gishme rotzim brochon adove. Just that it should be rain from your good. Your good desires, this should be for a blessing. Yordu kitiknoms, the rain went as necessary. So, to the extent that the Sheyotz Yisrael Mirushalayim Harabayim Nagshamim, so the Jews went out from Yerushalayim to the mountain, the Temple Mount, which the Beis Hamikdash was on it, because there was so much water in the streets. So they came and they said to Choynik, Shem Shispalal Talem Sheyerdu, just as you asked for the rain they should descend, they should come down, Kachis Palal Sheyelchalem, so you should also pray that the rain should leave. Amar Lahem, Choynik said to them, Tzu'u Re'u, Yimnimchis Even Hatoyim, go out and see if the stone Hatoyim is covered with water. That was a stone in Yerushalayim, that somebody who would find something, he would stand on that stone, and he would announce, I found something. So, one who would give a sign, he would get to keep it, give a simon. So, he would get it. So, that stone was called Even HaToyin. So, he said, see if that's full with water. Sholach Leshim Ben Shotach. So, Shim Ben Shotach sent to Choyni, L'moy L'choyni Ato, had you not been Choyni, I would have decreed upon you that you should be excommunicated. But what can I do to you? That you are uh, that you, as soon as you paint yourself before Hashem, and he does what you will, just like a son who is painting himself for his father, so then the father does what he wants. And with regards to you, the pasuk, the verse states, "Yismach avicha v'imecho," let your father and mother rejoice, "V'sogeli l'adetecha," and let it be happy the one who gave birth to you. The Mishnah said that we would blow for any trouble that comes on the community, with the exception of Rev Gishomim, too much rain. Chutz Rev Gishomim, says the Bar Tanura, we're not talking about not praying for rain that was going down to such an extent that they're ruining the grain. We're talking about if they already, a lot of it has gone down already, and they don't need any more, and they're become like a nuisance to the people, a trouble for the people, so that we don't pray for that to stop. Where it relates the story that Chayna Magal told them, when they asked him to go pray for rain, he says that they should bring in tanuri pischeim, they should bring in their Pesach ovens. Zak de batanura, that shall cheresen, they were made out of clay, and they would be movable from place to place. And he told them they should take it in because shalo yimaku, because they should not become dissolved and ruined in the bishamim, in the rain. What did Chayne Amagel do? Says the Mishnah, og uga. Roshan Bekarka, says the Bar Tanura, he made a mark in the ground, Roshim Ogul, a circle mark, Kimin Uga, like a kind of a circle. And he said it doesn't go out until Hashem will give rain. So, anyways, eventually he said that he wants Gishmei Beiris, he wants rain for the pits, Gishamim B'Shoifa. The Malus Beiris, he wants rain in a plentiful to fill up the pits. So eventually the people had to go up to the Harabais. So he told them, they asked him to stop the rain. So he said, just like you prayed for them to go, stop, pray they should go away. So he says he should go check Imnimchis Evan Hatoim, if the stone Toim has been erased, meaning the water has gone over top of that. Imnimchis Imkulam Chusa B'mayim, that means if it's totally covered with water. What is the Evan Toyim? The Bar Tanura says, Bar Tanura, Evan Oysub Yerushalayim, there was a stone in Yerushalayim, Shekol Mishem Oitzim Mitzia, anyone who would find, Hoyem the Lev would stand upon it, Machriz, and would announce, Mitzia Matzosi, I found a find, Ubein Baleho, and the owners come, and Oysim Simoneho, and they give the sign, and they would take it. But Oysub, Evan Nikras Evan Toyim, that stone is called Evan Toyim. And I found it written that the Shahoysu Gavoya Ma'id, it was very tall. It was impossible for it to be covered with rain, unless there was an actual flood in the world. So basically, he was saying if it was covered, as long as that's not covered, then I mean that's not possible for it to cover. And therefore, there's no reason to rain for it, to pray for it. So Shimon Meshatach sent to him, had you not been choni, I would decree upon you a nidui, excommunication. Says the Bar Tanura, Shemen Nadin al Kaved HaRab, because we excommunicated for the honor of the master, meaning for Hashem's honor. However, you are different because you are mischate. What mischate means, misgage, you yearn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does what you want. Mishnah Tes, Hoyu Misanim Yordulhem Gishomim, that if they fasted and rain began to come, to descend, Koidu Anetzachamo, before the sun has sprouted, Lo Yashlimu. So they should not complete the tainis, but they are allowed to eat. Lachra Anetzachamo, but if the rain started to go after the sun has already rose, the morning, Yashlimu, then they should complete the fast until the night time. Rabbi Lezer says, Kaidim Chatzos, if it started to rain before half a day, Lo Yashlimu, they should not complete the tainis, but they're allowed to eat. Lachar Chatzos, but if the rain started going after half a day, Yashlimu, then they should complete the tainis until the night time. Maise, it happens, Shagozru tainis belud, that they decree the fast in Lud, Vyordulam Gishamim, and it started to rain, Kaidim Chatzos, before midday. Amalam Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said to them, "Tzuv ichlu shtuv asu yomtov. Go eat and drink and make his holiday." Yotzuv achlu v'shosuv yomtov. Asu yomtov. So they went and they ate, they drank, and they made it into a holiday. Ubo ben harbayim. And when it came before the evening, v'kor halal godl. And they read the long halal, which is the Hodul Hashem Ki Toiv, and Nishmas and Halal, at the end. Says the Bartanura, Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Koidma Chatzois Lo Yashlimu, if it was before Chatzois, they shouldn't complete. If it started to rain for Chatzois, Valochik Rabbi Lazar, that they don't complete. Tzu Ve'ichlu V'shtu, Chatzili told them to go ahead and eat and drink, but he didn't tell them about saying the Halal Godl. Shein Koidma Halal Godl, Elo Be'keres Malei V'nefesh Sveyu. Because you don't say the Halal Godl only from a full stomach and a satisfied soul, so only after they ate and they drank, that's when he told them that they should say the Halal Godl. This completes the third chapter of Masechta Tanis.